none of you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. Turning the track up, I'll never go back down. Hand over my heart, I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is a talk show where we bring you the fun facts about fitness, health, diet, and exercise. This is episode number 87, and I am your host, Mike Ercolano, and I am here virtually with my co-host, Kelly Krause.
Hello, everybody.
And with this episode being the last podcast that we're producing and putting out there in October, we want to talk about something special that we're doing in the gym at Next Generation Training Center in November, and something we do every November for our members and our members' families and friends, and that is the Thankful Month, right? So in November every year, we like to offer our members an opportunity to give their membership. So let's say somebody's coming in three times a week and they can give that exact membership to a friend or family member for 1 month for free. So if Kelly, if you're working out three times a week, you could bring Jimmy, your husband, in three times a week with you for free for the month of November.
Yes.
Even though he already is a member and he already comes. That's just, you know, an example. But this is a, you know, we've been running this program probably for 5-6 years now. And, you know, we pride ourselves as being a community gym, a family gym. And I think a lot of our members have come in on this offer because they, you know, come in with a friend or family member and they, you know, realize how great we are and they stay. Right. And
yeah, well, I mean, we like referrals are the best because when they come from people who are already members who love the gym, when they come in, they already have a warm, fuzzy feeling about Next Gen, right? Different than someone who just saw us on Facebook or whatever. So like when we get referrals from people, it makes me feel really happy. Like we're doing a really good job, that our members love us so much that they're going to turn around and tell their friends about it. And then their friends are going to come in. So like for us to do, it's like this month, this time of year is just so fun. Because it's, you know, we offer, that's a pretty decent membership, right? You get to come to the gym and match, like maybe it's three times a week, four times a week, two times a week. You get to match that for free. Like that's pretty cool. And then we get to meet people. We get to meet your coworker. We get to meet your neighbor, your friend, your acquaintance, whatever it may be. But it's just such a fun time because you get to meet people and the gym becomes alive because we're getting closer to the holidays. Thanksgiving, we always have our Thanksgiving morning workout, which is always so fun, such a family feel. So this month, I just love Thanksgiving. And I just love the whole idea behind the Thankful membership is really just thanking our members and letting them know that we're thankful for them. And if they could, you know, return the favor to one of their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want to touch on something that you just brought up, even in passing, that, you know, you love getting referrals because that means you're doing a great job. And I do agree. But the biggest thing with that is that not only we're doing a great job, but we're doing, you know, such a good job that someone's willing to put their own, I guess, reputation on the line with a family member or a close friend and bring them into their own personal space for a month and show them how good we are, right? Because how many people come to the gym and that's their alone time, right? Mm-hmm. That's their time to get away from things. That's their time to get away from work or get away from family. But when they want to share that experience with somebody else that they really care about and that they're close to, that really shows a lot about the type of atmosphere that we have within our four walls. And, you know, obviously it extends outside of those four walls.
I just want to tell you, I already shared the story with you, but since we're on a podcast and we're talking about it, I kind of have to share it here. Was I just told you that I'd reached out to all of our new members this year because, you know, I want to personally explain the Thankful membership to them. Sometimes you put things up in the Facebook group and they get lost or whatever. So I personally wanted to explain the Thankful membership because a lot of people will be like, wait, I have to get, they don't want to not, they think that they're giving their membership to someone. They're not coming for the month. Like, and I, so right. I want to make sure I'm very clear on that. And, you know, in sending out those texts today, I got a response from one of our members who just upped her membership actually to four times a week. because she's just doing so amazing. And she wants her sister-in-law to come. But she said, my sister-in-law just she just donated a kidney. So she can't come right now. Can she come, you know, at the end of December or January when she's cleared? And it was like, oh my God, of course. Like, that's the kind of people we want in our gym. So yes, yeah. if we have to give her her thankful month in January, I will be happy to do so.
Yes, absolutely. But no excuses.
Story.
We don't care if you gave up a kidney, you got to come work out. That's it. You know, sorry, you know, no excuses here, but no, of course.
Yeah. You'll have to wait till next year. You're busy right. Giving a kidney. You'll have to wait till next,
Sorry. Got to wait till next November if you want a free membership. But yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's the type of people that we have in our gym. And those are the type of people that we want to surround ourselves with in our gym. Mm-hmm. That's what, why, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, why we changed our business model from being the large group team, fit as many people in a room as we can as possible, to the small group, limited amount of numbers, limited amount of people per trainer, you know, because we wanted to make sure that experience of, you know, that family culture, that family experience, that one-on-one personal experience and attention is there. And, you know, when we have that small family type atmosphere, we want to make sure that we're filling it with the right type of people. And, mm-hmm. you know, someone who donates a kidney and can't work out for a couple of months, that's the right type of person we want in our gym, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that is a great story. And hopefully that person does take advantage of it in January mm-hmm. or whenever they're ready to come back after giving one of their vital organs away. But what we want to just highlight is that fitness is usually A, more successful, and B, more fun with other people, right? With other people that you care about, with other people that are like-minded, that with other people who share the same values as you do. And that's what our gym is about. Yeah, we have an eclectic group of individuals that come from all different walks of life and all different backgrounds and all different fitness levels and all different you know, areas of the country and world, actually. But everyone who comes into our gym shares that same teamwork, that same family, that same community-minded culture that, you know, that we want to not only surround ourselves with, but also that we want to help grow. We want to help grow to, you know, hopefully change the world, right? Hopefully change not just in people's lives, but change, you know, the world and the way that people are with each other, because we want to, you know, better through health, through community. You know, we want to better our community and our people. So, you know, if there's somebody who, especially if you're a member, but if there's somebody who, you know, needs to hear this, who needs mm-hmm. to hear that, you know, there are safe places for you to go, right? You're not walking into a meat market at, you know, Gold's yeah. or whatever, Planet Fitness or whatever the big gyms are, where you're just kind of lost and you have a, you know, a high schooler making, you know, $6 an hour behind the desk or walking you through the different machines and saying, you know, go ahead. And while they're texting on the other, with their other hand, you know, like there are places that do care about you. And this is a great way to, at least from Next Gen and from our area, this is a great way to get that experience with somebody like a friend or a family member that, you know, you're comfortable with, because it's not easy to, well, step outside your comfort zone, right? It's not easy to become uncomfortable, but that's what it takes to grow.
Yeah. And it's, you know, like you said, it can be intimidating. So, you know, coming in with a friend kind of can make that a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And some of the best results we have is from people who have come in on the thankful membership, because they have that already, that built in gym buddy, right? How many times have we said over the past almost 8 years now that we want to create a program that's like a gym buddy program where you come in and it's worked on occasion, but it's hard to get people to commit to that, right? It's hard to get someone to commit to being a stranger's gym buddy, mm-hmm. you know? And so it does work, but this is already a built-in gym buddy, right? You're coming in with, you know, someone who's a friend or a family member, and you know, you can have them as your accountability partner. You could have them as your you know, your resource to lean on when you have questions or if you have anything that you need to work through, right? So the importance of having that other person to support you is pretty significant when you're starting something new like this.
I just want to read something real quickly. I just got this text today, actually. And it was from a lady. She had lived in New Jersey. She moved to Maryland. She found a gym in Maryland. She loved them. It was working for her. She has scoliosis, some gout, some kind of, you know, some other issues. So when she moved back to New Jersey, she wanted to find a gym like that. So she came in, I gave her a tour. We talked. I actually spoke with her old trainer in Maryland and he sent me her programming and, you know, she really just really liked where she was coming from. And she really wanted to make sure that she was moving to a gym that was similar. So she, let's see, she trialed with us for 3 sessions and, she signed her contract last week, the beginning of last week. So technically she's been a member, a true member for a week and a half, but she sent me this text and it says, "I just want to take a moment and thank you all for such warmth and friendliness. Every time I walk in, when I work out there, I feel so special with all of you helping me comfortable and making sure that I don't aggravate my scoliosis and pain condition. I think I am loving the place, workout and trainers, finally adjusting. Thankfully, I found a place where I don't have to quit."
That's amazing.
Like, you know, like just stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And that's, you know, something for us to be thankful for, right?
Yeah, because absolutely.
While we're here recording this podcast, we have trainers who are, you know, doing their job and, you know, taking care of our the members and clients who come in because they, our trainers, are thankful that our members are coming in and, you know, are respected. Like it's a big you know, everything is full circle, right? Everyone takes care of everybody in our community. And to hear that from somebody who's coming from not only another state but another trainer, another experience, you know, you know as well as I do, you know, you get, you know, used to something, you know, nothing else will stack up to it, even if it's, you know, better. You know, it's tough to anyway.
Well, how many of our members have moved for one reason or another? And, you know, you've helped them find gyms in other areas because, you know, that's the one thing everybody's like, "I can't leave you guys, you know, because I finally feel comfortable. I know what I'm doing," and all that kind of stuff, and getting results. And then they move. Like, that's leaving your gym family. That's a big deal.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. Finding one just so, as well. So well, anyway, I'm off my rant, but I love that text that I got. And again, like you said, it's, you know, just another thing for us to be thankful for. And, you know, and that's how I started all my texts to the members. It's, you know, "We're so thankful for you."
Yep. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's, it should go without saying, but we need to say it more often because it's the truth. You know, our members are what we, what allow us to do what we love and be around people we love and be around, you know, build the atmosphere that we want to spend our lives in. So we're extremely thankful for them.
Yep. That's all I got.
Me too. That's what I kind of want to wrap up on. You know, I know this, like I said before, this wasn't like a super informative episode, but I think it's important to kind of highlight not only, you know, some of the stuff we're doing in the gym, like the thankful membership that we're running in November, but highlight some of our members and highlight some of the things they're saying and highlight our trainers and give all of them, you know, an opportunity to show them how thankful we are. So if you're still with us on this episode, we are thankful for you listening. We're thankful for you being with us for 87 episodes now.
Yeah. Thankful for that.
Closer to 100.
All right.
Our centennial, right? Centennial episode. Yeah.
We're going to have a party.
We should. We should do a live show.
Oh, that'd be fun.
While we're having a party, because it will come out really good quality. I think we've done that before. And it's
that was our earlier
3 or 4. We're thankful for you guys listening and if you're a member, we're very thankful for you. And take advantage of that deal giveaway. You're not giving away, you're matching your membership to give to somebody else. So if you're 3 days a week, you're not, you're still allowed to come 3 days a week. You give somebody else that same membership for a month to show them how thankful you are to come to our gym. So I guess that will be it for this week, Kelly. I know you're going away. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week with episode 88. Are we wrapping it up? The sugar month.
We technically have two more sugars coming out. We have a fun trick or treat podcast that's going to have to do with sugar on Monday, and then Tuesday we're following up with Deb and I with the glucose monitors, our findings from our little experiment. So we've got two more coming out.
That's right. And next Monday's is that coming out Monday? We're just recording.
It's up to you. It's up. I don't know.
If it's trick or treat, well, I guess maybe we'll have to put two shows out next week. If it's a trick or treating one, it's going to have to come out on Halloween.
I know, but you're going to have a fast turnaround on that. 11. All right.
We'll just have to rock it. We'll have to.
No editing.
No editing. We'll just crush it and, just put it right out there.
Okay.
But yeah. Cool. So next week we'll have two shows. Monday will be our fun trick or treating podcast with a couple of special guests, and then next Thursday we'll be wrapping up your experiment that you and Deb did with the glucose monitors. So it should be a good week.
We got a good week coming up. Good stuff.
Absolutely. But until then, until next week, until Monday, guys, please share the show, let your friends and family know about it, leave us a 5-star review, and we're very thankful for your all of our listeners. So have a great rest of the week/weekend, and be well.